236. Let's sing together. 236. We could sing, I've been washed in the blood. I've been washed in the blood, the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb, and my garments are spotless. They are white as snow. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been washed in the blood. Lord, thank you, Lord. and 3. Thankful that there is power in the blood to cleanse from every sin and every stain. I think it was Charles Spurgeon that said there's a very wide gate that swings on a very simple narrow hinge. And it all hinges on that one word in 1 John chapter 1, if we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You can throw anything in there, all unrighteousness. Would you be free from your passion, your pride, your sin, as we've been singing in the song here? Well, all of that can be washed away, but it swings on that hinge of if. And if we confess our sin, he's faithful to forgive. And that blood of Jesus, the first song we sang, said something about this hour. Right now, are you cleansed? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? This hour, is it an hour by hour thing? Are you trusting now in his grace and in his mercy and forgiveness now, right now? Well, that's the way it puts it also in 1 John. It's in the present continuous, this forgiveness idea. It's not just something I was forgiven 97 years ago or last year, but that blood of Jesus Christ presently, right now, and continuously cleanses me from all of my sin. I'm trusting in his grace this hour. Yesterday was yesterday, but now today is today, and I'm trusting in Jesus today to keep me clean, to keep me pure, to wash me afresh and anew. Cleanse my heart. And that's something that I think Phoebe Palmer taught, and she wrote in that hymn that she wrote, the cleansing wave or stream I see, I plunge. And oh, it cleanses me. Oh, praise the Lord, it cleanses me. And she wasn't writing that to sinners, she was writing that to saints. and teaching how we need to stay clean and be washed in the blood of the Lamb all the time from every sin. And if I'm trusting in His grace this hour, and if I'm allowing that blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse me, then I have that washed in the blood of the Lamb, pure garment, pure robe that He's given me. Thank God for it. I'm glad that we can enjoy forgiveness of sin, cleansed from every stain through the blood of the Lamb. Now, I don't know. I don't know if you sing that in Chinese, do you? Are you washed? Do you know that in Chinese? Okay, now if you could sing it in Chinese. Are you ready? Who's going to start? No, look at me. I'm not going to give you the first hint. So, Brother Daniel, back there, lead the way. Or anybody. Ready? Here you go. Chinese. That's poor. Wait a minute. Don't Chinese people. No, you don't do that, huh? Here we go. Ready? How does it start? Oh, you don't sing it in Chinese. You don't know it? I'm not going to make you sing what you don't know. Do you want to try it? No. What do you think? Brother Fang? No?
Which song is it? There's power in
the
blood.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's power. I'm sorry. We're singing the wrong song. Yeah, let's sing Power in the Blood. There is. How do you do that in Chinese? Go. How come you guys, what's the matter here? Now, some of you, I can tell. Oh, you don't know the words. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Anybody want to try in Spanish? Hay poder, poder. I can help you with that a little bit until you get to the sangre part at the end. I don't know that. Hay poder, poder. See? Poder. Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Hay poder, poder. Russian? No? Okay. How about English? There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. In every language, and you can sing it right from your heart, and that's our experience. And we want to pray right now for the boys and maybe the little girls in the cottage, that Jesus will come to them, that every one of them, every one of them will be washed in the blood of the Lamb, and that Jesus will come into their hearts and save them, not just for the 2-week period, but save them for eternity. That He'll make everlasting, eternal changes in the hearts of these boys and the hearts of these girls that maybe don't yet know Him. And there are needs up in the village. I mean, not a whole lot of problem or need, but there are those that have need. And we want to pray that Jesus will just break down every opposition. If they confess their sin, He's faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. Lord, we pray this morning, right now, for the cottage, for the village, for Natick and Nonantum. Lord, where there might be resistance, there might be opposition. Lord, we don't expect that these kids that come all know You and all love You and all serve You. Lord, there are those that don't have hearts that desire You, but You're changing them. You're changing them today, Lord. Oh, Jesus, by Your presence, You're melting the heart of stone. You're releasing the prisoners from the bondages and the fetters that hold and bind them, because there's power, power in the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse them. So we pray, Lord, bring conviction, melt those hearts, open up the windows, O God, upon them this morning in their morning worship and devotions, Lord, and begin a work. Dear Lord, begin a work that will redound for Your honor and for Your glory. You know where there's need, O God. We pray that You'll wash and cleanse in all of us. Sprinkle us, O Lord, afresh this morning. with that precious blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, save us better. Make us purer. Lead us where that fire refines, O God, that we might be ready for your return, that we might be ready when you call us, O God, or when you come. Jesus, thank you for the precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Thank you that we can enter in and be made clean and complete and washed because of the power that there is, power to cleanse out that inbred sin, those things that are in our natures, those things that we're just born with, those propensities towards evil. But Lord, you've come to change us, not to just make us a little better, but you've come to make us new creations, where the old passes away and everything becomes new. And so we pray this day, Lord, this day, even now, Lord, cause that precious blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, to cleanse us from all of our sin. And we thank you for it. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. I think we're up to that third stanza. Let's sing. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood.
There is power, power, wonder-working power.
a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.